evening and welcome to the Shockwave Radio Theater. Tonight, episode 8 of Star of Vengeance. Our story so far... The Omnitron to George and Sui gave a cryptic clue, a poem quite absurd, to lead them where the Star of Vengeance lay. The villain, Evil Bellicoat, overheard. So now the race is on. Our heroes bold have cleverly escaped the many traps that Bellicoat placed between them and their goal, a habitoid not found on any maps. They found a ship. They hired themselves a crew, a crusty grizzled pilot, Mascot Duck, the most unskilled navigator, too, to find a place one only finds by luck. But as they to their destination sped, a siren sounded, crashes, screams, and shouts. What happened? Are our heroes now all dead? After this commercial, we'll find out.
The holidays will be upon us in just another 346 days, and it's time to start thinking about a Terminal Genetics Inc. home genetic engineering kit from Louis for the young scientist on your list. Each kit comes with an action-packed instruction comic, a generous supply of all the standard amino acids, a jumbo pack of magic growth solution mix, a magnifying glass, and a sturdy pair of jolly red plastic tweezers. And best of all, for a limited time, you can save 15% off our already low, low price. So ho, 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 your way down to Louis before our sale ends and avoid the holidays rush. We're open late to serve you.
Star of Vengeance, Episode 8, Duck Soup. At the end of our last episode, George and Sui and company were traveling along in their ship, minding their own business, when suddenly the computer sounded a collision alert, and an instant later, they ran into something with a mighty crash!
Hey! Hey, you up there! You're all right!
Oh, what happened?
We just hit a planet or something. It just popped up out of nowhere, sudden-like. If I hadn't managed to swerve out of the way, we'd have hit it head-on.
I can't get the door open! Help me push from your side, okay?
Gotcha!
There. Everyone okay?
Mr. DeLude seems to be a little dazed, but then it's hard to tell with him. Georgie, honey, clear a spot for him to sit.
Do you think we've gotten the ugly? And don't call me George.
Let's go see. Mr. DeLude, you just sit here until you're feeling better, okay?
How badly is the ship damaged?
Will it take long to fix?
Well, I'll have to poke my head out and see, won't I? Not too bad. I'll just get out my old sonic entrenching tool here. You folks go on and have a look around.
Short horizon. Good atmosphere. Plant life and looks terrible. Ooh. Yep, this must be ugly.
So the Omnitron said, uh-huh. In the catacombs of ugly, the Star of Vengeance lies.
Hey, let me get my magic gear and let's start looking for those catacombs. Okay, Georgie, you can help me practice this one. Hold the plate in your right hand. And now, the right hand. Now, I put the chocolate chip cookie on the plate. I cover it with this handkerchief. Feel it through the handkerchief. Is it still there?
Yes, I can feel it.
Okay, now watch carefully. Oh, my God, a bugle fest!
Amazing! It's gone! How did you do that?
Misfraction.
Now can you do the one where they take the...
Jim.
No, we don't, stupid duck.
Oh, Georgie, of course we do. He's our mascot. Besides...
Chickens! Please, that way!
And DeLude said... there was an entrance to the catacombs in a chicken restaurant with fried chicken.
On every side!
Yeah.
Let's go!
Yeah. Ouch!
I told you not to wear short pants.
Shut up.
Hello? Just a minute.
Can I help you folks? We have a very nice table open. In fact, all our tables...
No, we really don't have time.
Oh, come on, Suey. I want to try the fried chicken.
Oh, I see. You've heard about my little place, but allow me to recommend my new addition to the menu, my chicken omelet.
Later, thanks.
Oh, yeah, well, walking around has made me hungry.
First, we have to find Ducky Poo.
Ducky Poo? Say, are you looking for a duck? I saw one come through here just a few seconds ago. Darndest thing I ever seen. He took one of my spoons and used it to pry open the trap door. Then, whoops, he was gone. Oh. Just like that.
He went underground? Oh, let's hurry, Georgie. Go on, you first. Go.
I'll have the chicken omelet to go. I'll be back for it.
Bye.
One chicken omelet to go.
Ducks were that smart.
I guess some of my smarts rubbed off on him. I wish it would happen to you, too.
Yeah. So which way do we go?
This way. This way. Oh, wait. Let me think.
Hey, look at this.
What?
Oh, the sign. Let's point the light over here. Huh? This way to the Star of Vengeance. Hey, we're getting close. Come on.
Oh, wait a minute. The stupid Star of Vengeance can wait. We've got to find Ducky Poo.
Do you know which way he went?
Well... No.
Well, then we might as well go this way, right?
Well, okay. Hurry!
Hey, hand me the cleaver.
Hey,
what's going on?
Where did they come from?
Check out that headgear.
Ducky Poo!
Hey! She took our duck.
Nerva the girl.
You were going to hurt my Ducky Poo. I saw you. Ducky Poo, you okay? Wink, wink, wink. I won't let them chop off his head with that nasty sharp knife.
Can she do that?
We found it. It's our duck now.
A person gets tired of fried chicken. Give it back.
Suey, I think we'd better go.
Not until I tell them exactly what I think of them.
Suey!
I don't think she can do that.
Let's cut her up.
Chop Suey!
Oh, no! It sounds like those duck fanciers are a little upset. Can George, Suey, and Ducky Poo escape the knife-wielding maniacs who want to make shish kebab of them? Or will they perish so tantalizingly close to their goal?
Oh, that would be so annoying.
Find out next time on Star of Vengeance.
I lost 13 pounds.
Ah, that's nothing.
Yeah, well, I lost 45 pounds. How about that?
A mere trifle.
Oh, so how many pounds did you lose, Miss Smarty Pants?
All of them.
What? Everything?
Yes, everything. Now you can lose not just 13 pounds, not just 45 pounds, but all your pounds with the weight loss plan used by NASA astronauts and without having to pay the high prices most commercial launch facilities charge. We at the Horny Toad Exploitation Company have built a giant ramp here in the Arizona desert, and for just $500, you heard me right, folks, just $500, you can use our ramp to launch your own mobile home or RV up, up, and into the stratosphere. Our optional rocket attachments guarantee you escape velocity so you can leave your weight problems behind forever. Not affiliated with NASA or the U.S. government. Offer void.